Welcome to StrengthCast, episode 40. Now, if you listened to the last couple of episodes, you probably noticed that it wasn't our normal structure. And this episode is going to be all news all the time. So we're going to catch up on all the news that we missed. I'm Samson Lancaster, and with me are...
Who? Who really are we, man?
And...
Bubba the Great.
Welcome back, Bubba the Great.
Is that like Alexander the Grape? You know those Otter Pops?
Yes.
Bubba the Grape.
Little Orphan Orange.
There you go.
I remember all
of them. I love those, dude.
So, literally, this episode's going to be all news. We really need to catch up on news. A lot of stuff has happened since the last time the three of us have been in this room together.
Sure.
Not including the circle jerk from last time.
What? It stays in Vegas. I don't know what the hell.
But we will have news, and we will have a mystery trailer.
Yes.
Bubba has brought us a mystery trailer.
I made sure to bring one.
And if you couldn't figure out who that Mexican was, that's Sal.
Huh? Who really is Sal? Let's examine this in four-hour intervals. We'll take five-minute breaks in between.
Oh, God, please.
Is James Lipton going to be moderating?
No.
Yeah,
because fuck that guy.
Sal, what is your favorite curse word?
All right. So I think we have something I think that for me is, granted the game that was covered is garbage, but I think it's a step in the direction of the future of like video game high school and shit like that. Mm-hmm. ESPN airs college students playing a video game on ESPN.
Yeah, they got the esports. They're trying to start up esports and trying to get it popular.
Yeah.
But they show fucking Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
Which nobody fucking plays.
No.
If they were going to go that route, League of Legends. Fucking millions of people watch League of Legends.
Which is a terrible game, too. Yeah,
they would need a time delay, though, to deal with all the profanity and whatnot.
Yeah, they need like a 20-second fucking delay for that shit.
A minute delay, dude. That shit's seven's
standard.
Oh, man. We're going to wait for an extra 10 seconds while this guy talks mess about our mamas. No, that's probably not, you know, but I mean, something like maybe Dota or... you know, something of that nature.
Dota. I haven't played Dota anymore.
It's a popular game. I don't play it, but a lot of people do. A lot of people play it.
But, like, they should be actually doing first-person shooters would be good for that. Like, Call of Duty, which is not really popular right now, but people still watch Counter-Strike Go and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
But definitely League of Legends.
Hats off to ESPN, though. I mean, that's awesome. It's... you know, there's only so many hours of professional poker that can be played.
Yeah,
you know? So it's nice for them to get into the, you know, get on the esports tip. And
There's not too many competitive games that are really popular.
StarCraft, motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying.
StarCraft. There needs to be StarCraft.
But it can't be esports StarCraft only, dude. It has to have other shit.
Why not? StarCraft is fucking amazing. Remember when we were at BlizzCon?
Hey, the Koreans got to sleep sometime, dude. They can't have it all
That's true. They can't be 24/7.
Hey, the Americans hired at least a couple Koreans to be pros, okay? They're Americans now, officially.
They got to sleep sometime, too.
Look.
Usually Korea time, dude.
Do you remember The pro league shit while we were at BlizzCon in like 2011 or something. That was fucking awesome.
The win at the end, dude, it was all fucking all snipers, dude. Fucking defeated the Zerg.
Yeah.
This is the kind of shit that I really want to see in the future because, like, when you were a kid playing video games and you were the hero or whoever, this huge, very important character or something, or whatever you're playing, and you wanted to be that in real life, right? That's what this can do. Seriously, I mean, one day, video game fucking gamers are going to be like football players and shit. They already are in Korea. That's going to start going south, though, Korea.
Like, fast, because then you're going to get all the assholes coming out of the woodwork.
Korea is super crazy, though. That's like it's very edge casey. I don't know if you know, I mean, I like to, you know, God bless them. Those guys love their esports. You know, they love their, LOL. They love their Dota 2. They love, you know, those StarCraft and those type of games. But, you know, as far as the rest of the world, I'm just happy to see it getting some airtime on a you know, an ESPN channel. When they could be doing shit like, you know, poker or bowling and shit like that, which, you know, have you seen bowling on ESPN?
Extreme curling. It's
ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous, some of this.
You gotta wear a banana hammock, and then as you're sliding across, you're trying to avoid fucking razors in the ice.
Yeah, it's not all, you know, to anybody that cries
big
about...
300-pound dudes trying to shift their weight in their nuts, dude. To anybody, I don't even know that they can see their nuts.
Anybody who's crying about a video games,
you can't make
sports,
this shit up.
Yeah, there's plenty of non-sports shit that they have on those channels. That's,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it's but it's good. It's like you say, it's good exposure for esports. I think it's good for things.
VGHS, motherfucker. it's gonna be fucking like video game high school in the future, and I will send my kids to said high school for whatever it costs. Hey, Sal.
Huh?
You saw something on Battle.net or Diablo?
What?
You watch? Jesus Christ! Oh, you watched? Gosh. You watched that dude fucking level?
The more things change, the more they stay the same. I'm so glad I could come back to this podcast.
That was a messed up segue, though. You watched the Diablo? I thought he was trying to rape me, dude. Why is he trying to fucking bro rape me, bro? I'm scared and confused.
He did what?
But Sal, you heard something about Diablo 3.
Something about the teeth.
You did what?
Sal, tell us all about this power leveling on Diablo 3 that you heard about, that you told us about.
This became a story for some fucking reason, but there was a Diablo player that I follow on Twitch named DatMods. He was able to power level from a level character from 1 to 70 in under 2 minutes.
65 seconds.
Is it 65 seconds?
65 seconds.
Holy shit.
And was this done by way of cheating?
No. Completely illegal.
Legit.
Quote unquote legit. He got carried, but they...
Power leveling and carrying is borderline. It's like mid-maxing and fucking...
Yeah, D&D. What you do is you get a full team and you try to go as high as you can on these greater rifts. And then you take a level 1 character and then they finish it off for you and you just fucking level instantly.
Wow.
What do you know what level the grift was?
I think it was 75.
Jesus fucking Christ. I haven't played that game for like a week and it's already at 75.
I think it was 75 or was it 65? I don't know. It was up there. But he was just sitting there just busting the fuck up. He was like, oh my God.
The highest one I ever did was 40. Fuck that 75.
Well, now with all ancient, yeah. I still play on the PlayStation 4, though. Because I can just...
What's the highest grift that you've done?
On the PlayStation 4?
No, in general.
In general was... I don't even remember it in so long.
36 with me? I know you did 36 with me.
Yeah. We're up in the 30s. I stopped playing it on the PC.
Well, I know for at least you did 36 with me at one point. I know that for a fact. But, like, so 36, 40, that's half... That's less than half.
Yeah, well, now, when I stopped playing it, though, it was
more than half.
Before, they had ancient weapons. Now, with ancient weapons and the way they redid the armors, it's fucking easy.
I don't really have any ancients.
It's fucking easy.
Dude, that's Blizzard now. I'm so disappointed in this. That's why I don't fucking play WoW. Because WoW is for fucking, like, originally it was for 12-year-olds.
It's
for 3-year-olds. It's for fucking plebs. And I'm probably kind of an elitist and perhaps a bit biased now after playing Bloodborne.
You probably got it, became an elitist.
It's what happened.
It's not like Bloodborne.
No, I'm serious. Like right now, I can't even. There are no MMOs right now that I'd feel like I'd play just because they're not challenging at all.
There is none. Yeah.
There's no, I don't think the point of an MMO is to challenge. Even a game like Destiny or something like that. I think a game of like Destiny has a lot of MMO-ish tendencies in that it's not intended to challenge you. It's only intended to challenge your endurance, like how long are you going to play this bullshit game? Well, we keep throwing numbers at you, like, will you continue to play it?
Well, like, so, like, the Korean grinders, like Lineage and the original
They really didn't take much thought either. You just, how long are you going to sit there grinding for to get that gear that's going to get you right to that
point? How much punishment can you take when you die? That kind of shit. But, so, that being said, Blizzard in general seems to be making their games easy as fuck. Now, Hearthstone's an exception because it's not really, they're trying to get the large
swath of hipster fucking
filthy
casuals.
They want filthy casuals and fringe gamers and shit. So Blizzard's trying. I think if they keep reaching out,
not sitting well with the trog.
The small fish that used to be there are going through the net hole.
I think if they continue to do this, they're in danger of losing a lot of stuff. But the thing is, games like StarCraft and Hearthstone and even Heroes of the Storm are, you know, 90% or to 100% all PvP. So when it comes to PvP, it's all about the players. So those games, I think the multiplayer slash PvP, whatever you want to call it, for Blizzard would still be fine. But the PvE stuff is just so stupid easy now, like, and MMOs don't have fucking skill settings. And I was just talking to a buddy of mine, Jake, on fucking Facebook about the Final Snake Fantasy Roberts. Yeah, on Final Fantasy Final Fantasy 14. That's the only MMO he's ever played, and he loves it, and he just loves playing it. And I tried to get into it, and I was like, I got like in like 12 levels or so in. And it just didn't pull me in. But because it was like every other MMO, but with an FF skin, a skin on it. Well,
that's why it's like your first girlfriend. You stick with her the longest because you don't know nothing else. But once you get out there and start playing other shit.
So he's still with his first girlfriend.
Yeah, he's still with his first girlfriend. Once he gets over her, this whole world's going to open up.
Yeah, there are MMOs out there that are way better. Okay. But I think, though, in general, though, I can't play an MMO right now because Bloodborne spoiled me in that the challenge and punishment that I love so much punched me in the nutsack, and I begged for more.
I don't know, man. I'm not crazy about that.
You want to get in your balls bounced around?
No, I mean, I think, and I'm not saying this about you, Samson, but I'm saying...
Are you sure?
A lot of people that are, like, super into, like, Bloodborne and, like... I'm making a general statement about people who are into the Souls games are like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that Souls game, is it any good? Oh, yeah, you die a lot in it. Okay, but is it good? Like, do you die? Because it's like, sounds like poor design to me. Oh, this game kicks your ass. It's just so... No. That game sounds like it's shit to me. Like, it sounds like not a good game.
It is not poor design. The game is amazing. The story, the graphics, everything is awesome. The controls. Now here's the thing. There's gonna be a caveat because the Souls games did have some clunky controls from what I hear.
Apologist. Now see, this sounds like it sounds like if the controls are dog shit, I would not play it for more than 10 minutes.
I played Dead Souls for 10 minutes, died, and rage quitted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I let him buy. I think he's still using
Demon
it.
Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls. Yeah,
he's no, like, I didn't oh, fuck back. That game.
So, but I played Bloodborne. The controls are like butter. They're just fucking smooth. Like they're beautiful. They handle like a, you know, fucking fancy sports car on a
violently erect penis. Okay.
You know, and violently erect penis and It's challenging. What I mean by that is, Bubba, is yes, it's punishing and it hurts to play and it hurts to lose 10,000. 87,000 Blood Echoes was the highest I've ever lost in one play setting. City. It hurts, but the better you get at it, the more rewarding it is. And it almost becomes easy at a certain point. You're like, this game is so easy. That's awesome. And I just beat it. Oh, that wasn't that bad. and then you go and play in a dungeon, like one of the randomly generated dungeons, and you come across a boss that you've fought before, you know, like the undead giant. I think I fought him for the second time in a late fucking dungeon. I don't know, a lower root chalice or some shit. And he looked slightly different. And he fucked the shit out of my skull. Like the first 7 tries, and I had to relearn because he had different moves. He looked the same, he moved differently, he did more damage, he had more hit points. But it's that game is all about the dance of battle. It's all about, you know, dodging and counterattacks and parrying and sneaking up on people too. If you want to get a nice, you get a visceral either by shooting them with a gun and then gutting them, or sneaking up behind them and pulling their guts out through their anus.
Right.
But yeah, the biggest thing, speaking of Bloodborne, the biggest thing was that the load screens were ridiculous. And they were ridiculous. Now that Bubba, yeah, is poor design.
Right. Well,
that was bad, but the game was so good, I kept playing.
Right. Well, I know a lot of people keep saying that, and then they say, like, oh, this boss is so hard, and he beats you, like, 48 times, and I'm like, man, you can fucking keep it.
I never had to play a boss that many times.
I have no interest in playing a game that is just so, just the point is just for you to die over and over again.
That's not the point.
I'm not down with that.
Well,
speaking of games,
they did update it finally and fixed the load times, but I thought it was a bit of a trolley update, because not only did they make the load times quicker, but they added, just like any other game that has loading, Skyrim for example, they added item descriptions in the load screen so you can read shit while it's loading. But you don't got fucking time now to read the shit. You fucking trolls.
It's the game designers dicking with you.
Yeah. Software is dicking with you.
I'm not down with that. I'm not down with that. I ain't playing it.
What are you down with, Bubba?
I'll tell you what I've been down with the last couple of weeks is a game called Never Alone. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
It's one of the PS Plus games from this last, last
Eskimo
month.
Kid, right?
Yeah.
With the fox?
Yeah. I kind of got into it.
I saw that.
It's kind of like Limbo. I don't know if either of you guys have played Limbo before. It's kind of platform puzzly. It's not super challenging. The game looks like $1 million, man. It is really a good looking game. And it's an interesting story. It's one of those games that's like, you know, what's something that you don't, you know, story-wise, it's very uncommon in games. And it's a legit, there's a lot of video and things that you can unlock that has a lot of the, you know, native Alaskans.
Inuit?
Yeah, Inuit. And, you know, they basically talk about, you know, their culture and their people, and it's very much, it's not something you see very often in a game.
I didn't know that.
It's really super interesting. But in any case, you play this, you know, an Eskimo girl, and she has a snow fox that follows her everywhere. And it's a 2-player co-op game, and you can have a second player jump in and play as the fox. Or...
Did you finally hear what it said?
You could swap back and forth between it's the like two. you can play as the girl and then switch to the Arctic fox and back and forth, or you could just have a second person just control the fox.
Like Ibn Abba or...
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, so similar to that. Everything that you play, every obstacle that you pass in the game is very much like a puzzle platform. The fox will, you know, you call upon, like, I don't know what you want to call them, like wind spirits or something like that, and they bring additional platforms in, and you're basically jumping from platform to platform. Like I said, game, if you're looking for like a super challenging game, it's probably not that, but what it is a really interesting story, really well told. And like I said, the fact that you're
probably a fun couch co-op.
Yeah, it's a fun co-op type game, and there's really not a whole lot of those these days.
Yeah,
it really kind of, you know, you're learning something about another people's culture in this game. That again, that's something that, you know, you really don't come across very often.
We're talking about Nanook of the North.
Yeah, it's a super interesting game. I'm almost to the end at this point, but it's not a super long game, but it really kept my attention. And, you know, like I said, it's, by the time you hear this, it's probably no longer on Plus, but it was free last month. So I've had it sitting on my PS4 for a long time, and I had a little bit of extra time, so I said, well, I'll check this out. I would highly recommend that you check it out. It's really, really an interesting game.
Check it out. Penis?
Satan's penis?
Yeah. So, make sure you download it before the month.
That's what I'm doing right now, dude.
Get on the BSN right now, because you wanna get that, at least get it in your shopping history, so that
I almost downloaded it like a couple days ago. But
well,
like,
Sam's messing with his bestiality porn. Silent Hill, dude.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Huh? Oh, I've tried it.
Silent Hill. Yes, this is a sad story. This story makes me sad.
Yeah, it makes me want to punch myself in the dick. Silent Hill got canceled, dude, because I'm thinking it's because of Kojima, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, did this surprise you? I mean, of all the stuff that's come out in the last few weeks between Konami and Kojima, mm-hmm. about, you know, that. So just to kind of catch everybody up, if you're not familiar, you know, Kojima is, his last game at Konami will be The Phantom Pain, and it is... It is pretty much a well-known fact at this point that, you know, Konami was doing stuff like taking his name off of the box of the game, you know, little things like that just to kind of dick with him. It seems like, and not a whole lot.
Got
of
it.
Fantastic. Not a whole lot of stuff has come out, because, of course, this is a very, you know, this is a Japanese company, and it's really not the Japanese way to publicize this type of thing, but. Whatever's going on, it seems like there's some animosity between Kojima and Konami. And when you look at the state of modern day Konami, you can't be super surprised at the fact that they canceled the Silent Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus, so that's true. Plus Konami unlisted itself from the New York Stock Exchange.
Right.
Which really making you think, like, well, they're probably getting ready to be bought out by somebody else.
Well, to wheel that back a little bit.
Back that shit up.
I work for a publicly traded company. I have worked for several publicly traded companies. Getting yourself off of a stock exchange is a bite in the ass. It's a huge amount of work. This was likely in the works for a year or more. I think it's coincidence that it rolled down around the same time that this shitstorm over Metal Gear and Silent Hills took place. But in any case, it's a cost-saving measure. The majority of the stock transactions that take place for Konami are in Japan, and a handful on the London Exchange. Not a whole lot are taking place in the U.S. To have the Konami stock on the New York Stock Exchange cost them in the neighborhood of about $10 million a year. This is strictly a cost-saving measure. I don't think it has anything to do with Kojima. I don't think it has anything to do with Phantom Pain. I think they're separate incidents. But that being said, it's obvious that they are a company that is in... I don't know how you would call it, not turmoil, but they're in kind of a state of flux right now. I will tell you this, the last E3 I went to, and this is like, we're talking like 2 years ago now, just about, I went to Konami's booth And do you know what they were showing? Do you know what was the most prominent thing in Konami's booth? Frogger Pinball for the iPad. So, like I said, this is just, this is just me spitballing. But they had, the couple of Castlevania games. They had the Castlevania, what was the sequel for the 3DS one? They had one come out for the 3DS, right? In the last, year.
Did they?
They do not have a shit ton of serious games coming out. And at the end of the day, I mean, for them to have a Metal Gear game coming out this year is a big deal. But Kojima leaving, he kind of represents the last tie of Konami to having a serious franchise. Castlevania is by and large done. I forget the guy's name that was behind the Castlevania games, but he's no longer there. Kojima will no longer be there. When you look at where their bread and butter is, like a lot of Japanese companies, even Nintendo, even a company like Nintendo, for a lot of years you had Nintendo was, selling games and this, that, and the other thing, but they also had Japanese companies diversify like a motherfucker, and Nintendo had love hotels and weird shit like that. They have a lot of weird side businesses. Konami's the same way. And if you look at the publicly available documents about their business and their business strategy, such a small percentage is coming in via games these days. It's you don't want to say they're done, but they're kind of done. I mean, the majority of their money comes in from health spas. They are the 24-hour fitness of Japan. Konami actually runs what they call health spas, or very popular gyms in Japan.
Yep.
And they make more money on those health spas than they do on video games. And, they're going all in on iPhone and iPad and stuff like that. And when you look at the stuff they have the rights to, why would they make another Castlevania game when they could make a pachinko slot machine with Castlevania characters in it that will make even more money?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big drag, and people don't like this. This is the problem with video game development that not a lot of people like to talk about, but it happened here in the U.S. too. Gambling is a lot more lucrative than home console video games.
Yeah.
So. You look at a company, it happened here in the United States with Bally Williams, right? They were making pinball machines for decades, since the end of World War II. And around the year, 2000, shortly around 2000, Williams shut down their pinball factory in Chicago, stopped making pinball machines, and said, why are we wasting money creating pinball machines when we could be making more slot machines? Because slots were just infinitely more profitable for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And with Konami, you look at their mobile games, you look at their, their other businesses that they branched out into, they're just more popular than home console games. It's a drag that a casualty of this appears to be Silent Hills and appears to be PT. I will tell everybody listening out there, if you want to see an awesome playthrough of PT,
they're just more popular than home console games.
I heard somebody say that once. Somebody told me that one time. I don't know who it was, but he was a handsome bastard. Watch me and my off the rails co-host Sean Taylor play PT at the off the rails. Twitch channel. That's www.twitch.tv/otrpod.
Is there a link on offtherailspodcast.com on there?
Plug over. Yes, of course. There's always a link. But in any case, PT was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a glimpse into what could have been. And I mean, think about it. I mean, what is the definition of a dream project? You had Kojima. Right? You had Guillermo del Toro Norman Reedus, right? Norman Reedus. Of The Walking Dead. That's, you know, that's some hot shit right there. You mix those three guys up and you got yourself a jambalaya of survival horror. But, like your mom always told you, if it's too good to be true, well, then it's not true. And unfortunately, it looks like the Silent Hills, at least the Silent Hills that we were promised in the PT demo, will never come to pass.
That sucks because that demo was fucking amazing.
Sure.
Yeah, they pulled it off of PSN too, and you can buy it still. You can go on eBay and pay $1,500 to buy a PlayStation 4 that's loaded with it.
Really? Is somebody really selling a PS4 with a PT loaded on it already?
Yeah.
Remember Flappy Birds?
Well, I guess that's true. Never underestimate the stupidity and the amount of money that people have to spend on stupid shit.
Remember me and MMORPGs? Yeah,
that's true.
Konami.
Yeah, it is.
Valve launches and cancels mods. Like, people were putting out mods for free.
Yeah, that was a...
Yeah, they were doing paid mods for fucking Skyrim. An hour?
That was very short-lived. It was a couple of days,
And then EA goes, hey, wait. Whoa.
We have a patent on pay-to-play, so...
Well, the thing that I liked about Valve is that, I think that people should give Valve more shit. I think people are afraid. People give Valve a free ride. Clearly, this was just a money grab.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst thing is when so now you're allowing people to sell their mods. So what are you going to do when somebody steals a long-standing Skyrim mod and decides to sell it as their own, unchanged? Right? It happened. And it happened like probably 5 minutes after they started allowing paid mods. So it was not really well thought through. And I feel like Valve was very candid when they shut the whole thing down. They were like, hey, guys, sorry. We didn't really think this through. You know, it was like they had a few minutes to think about it. And they went, oh, you're right. This could be like abused really bad. And it was. People abused the shit out of it. My favorite was somebody was charging like $100 for HD horse genitals. That was my favorite Skyrim mod that lasted like 48 hours.
Somebody was
charging $100 for this $100. You would basically get a very high-res 3D horse penis, which would be slapped onto the undercarriage, of your steed in Skyrim. And
hey, don't knock it till you've tried it.
I suppose. But just the same though, people were doing all kinds of funny shit. Like somebody put up a mod that was basically a sign that said like "Say no to paid mods." So, like, if you paid this guy for this mod, all the people that were sitting around in your towns in Skyrim would be holding up little picket signs that said, say no to paid mods. It was very meta and very funny. But at the end of the day, paid mods lasted, how long would you say, Sal? Like, 48 hours, if that?
Yeah, almost 2 days.
Yeah.
Almost 2 days.
Yeah, it was a source of comedy for a short time.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to say, hey, copyright infringement, what the fuck, asshole?
You're right.
Get a cut of that.
Right, well, I mean, that's the thing is, right, that when people were selling their shit, Valve gets their cut, Bethesda gets their cut, but, if somebody was outright stealing somebody else's mod and selling it as their own, the person who did all the hard work and made that mod was not getting paid. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I think that's where the meat of the problem lies in that people are dicks, people will steal shit from other people, and people will take credit for stuff that they didn't make. I think that's the meat and potatoes of the deal.
True statement.
Absolutely true. So there was also With it being a new month, of course, that means we have another announcement for another Five Nights at Freddy's game. So, again...
That's a lot.
These guys are striking while the iron's hot. Big time, dude.
God bless them, man. There are not very many original ideas in games. Having a Chuck E. Cheese where the animatronics turn murderous and kill you, it's an original idea.
That's a really good idea.
It is a super good idea, and this guy...
Do you know where it came from? Rock of Fire Explosion.
Originally, sure. I can imagine being lost in and having the... what was the gorilla's name? God, I should know this.
Fuck if I know, dude.
No, I know all the games. Did you ever see the documentary, Rock of Fire Explosion?
I know, but you told me to watch it, and I really want to watch it.
Oh, my God. It's super amazing. So, Fats Gorilla is the name. He's this big...
That's what we call
He's a gorilla that plays the keyboard.
We call Shirley Fats.
Yeah, so Fats is a keyboard-playing gorilla. It is insane. So, Five Nights at Freddy's is basically a... You know, if you were locked into a Chuck E. Cheese or a Showbiz Pizza overnight and the animatronics tried to murder you.
Honestly, that would be really fucking frightening.
It's really a, you know, at this point, I think it's trite. And since the audience of the game seems to be largely like teenage kids and under, I'm gonna write it off. You don't know adults who are into that game. You don't know any adults who play this game. I challenge you.
Eddie played it on his iFuck.
His iFuck. So Eddie played it on his iFuck. Eddie, shame on you.
Fuck it.
Shame on you for having sex with that Apple device. It's not big with adults. It skews younger. The audience skews younger. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that this guy is super smart for striking while the iron's hot. I don't know. I mean... How many times is he going to be able to go to the well with this? Who can say? I'm under the impression that the last game was the last game.
But. Yeah, well, speaking of that and Five Nights at Freddy's, Jack's last article, Five Nights at Freddy's 3 on strengthandgaming.com, I remember him saying that he wanted it to be his magnum opus, his crowning achievement.
Right.
And
now what's he going to do? Now he's got to write another one.
I was asking you if he was in like 5150 or something while waiting for the shit to come out.
You know, it's like kids are kids. And he gets super bananas over that. But I mean, it's cool. When I was a kid, I went super bananas when I discovered Dragon's Lair down at the Captain Andy's.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit.
was the bomb.
Did you guys play this game? It's like a goddamn cartoon. Oh,
yeah.
That's like
real life.
Yeah, that's what, like, 11-year-old me almost shat himself the first time he played Space Ace. Okay, but, you know, it's good. It's good for this guy to do this, and I'm glad that he has a... I would like to see if he's really a talented game designer.
Scott Cawthon.
I would like to see him branch out.
I only know that because of Jack.
Yeah, honestly. Well, like I said, he's super into it. But there's other people, you know, like when I'm on Reddit, I hear a lot of people talking about it. And like I said, I know it skews younger, but...
I don't go on Reddit, Bubba.
I would like to see... Well, that's because you're old, Daddy. You need to be young with the kids. You need to be hip with the kids like me. I'm glad that kids have a game series that they're hype about. Good for this guy that he's managed to basically...
It's a brilliant genre. You know,
become a millionaire on a game that's basically... It's like Notch all over again. Yeah. You know, when he released Minecraft, again, you have a game that's super popular with young kids. He sold a metric shit ton of digital copies of that game. It's good to see a success story like that. You want to see somebody make a lot of money on an idea like that, but dude, seriously, make a different game. Like, you know, maybe he'll never make another game. It'll probably be hard if he's a really creative person, which I understand him to be. He probably will try to make another game outside of the Five Nights at Freddy's canon. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's Five Nights at Freddy's was such a huge success. His life and everything that he makes from this point on, everything is going to get compared to Five Nights. Yeah. And it's going to be a tough road to hoe. But like I said, I wish the guy a lot of luck.
What's his name? Screech from Saved by the Bell?
Fuck that guy.
Screech.
No. You don't remember Screech?
Of course I remember Screech.
Saved by the Bell and porn were the only things that he did that were notable.
Sure.
And most people just and fleecing money out of his fans, dude.
Yeah.
He had that whole Kevin and Bean t-shirt drive to save his home. Nope.
See, I don't know anything.
He just took.
His I didn't money. Know anything about that either.
The money and ran, and never gave his fans those T-shirts that he.
This
promised.
Guy apparently was stalking him.
Yeah. Well, you gotta watch out. You gotta watch out for Screech. I have a story about Screech. Is now a good time for me to tell a story about Screech?
Is it?
It is. But give me 1 second. Okay, I just want to make sure that the thought. Listeners know that. Jack that, will be writing about that, Five Nights at Freddy's
that,
4.
That Jack's articles about Five Nights at Freddy's can be found at strengthandgaming.com.
Exactly.
I think you should tell everybody.
Hey, wait a minute.
Strengthandgaming.com.
Is that on strengthandgaming.com?
Yes, it is,
holy
kind
shit.
Sir.
Shit, you go there and get,
you watch sir, it. Are a gentleman and a scholar.
You strengthandgaming.com.
So, yeah, but yeah, I mean, Jack rolls with the punches, just like the rest of us. I mean,
sure.
I texted him and I was half serious. I was like, dude, are you okay? I heard the news. And then he texts me back later. He's like, about Five Nights at Freddy's 4? It was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah. It's another game. And he says, I was like, well, I mean, Five Nights at Freddy's 3 was your crowning achievement.
Right.
And he's like, it's okay, I'll write another article.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Roll with it.
He's good. I'm proud of my Jackie. And by the time the next game comes out, he'll be probably out of school for the summer, so he'll have more time to...
Okay, so what you're saying is I'll have that article, like, the day after that game comes out.
Yeah, he likes to play games, and he likes to write about games. Ricardo.
Yeah,
they like to talk about games. And
Ricardo actually did the artwork for the header.
Yeah.
The header image for the Five Nights at Freddy's article.
He's a sharp lad. They're good kids. They're good seeds.
Screech.
Oh, it's okay. So I have a quick story about Screech.
Go.
So there was a girl that I knew her aunt, who is a friend of my mom's, tried to set us up one time, and she's a super nice girl, way out of my league though. This is probably, God, I want to say 20 years ago at least.
Jesus Christ, Bubba.
So you were 50 at the time.
Yes,
I was 12.
Precisely. No, I was a young buck. I was probably like, you know, maybe 20.
Jesus.
20-something. At the time, like 20. I was about 20. And so I met this girl. Smoking hot. Real nice lady. She worked at Disneyland. And she was a character. She played Belle at the park. So...
Oh.
It goes without saying that she is super hot. So I met her. It didn't work out. It's just not. It's one of those things. It was not meant to be. In any case, she told me an amazing story when she was on the job, and she was at Disneyland, walking around the park, talking to kids, signing autographs, saying hello to people, and she happened to come across a group of people. In the midst of which was one Screech, a.k.a. Dustin Diamond. And like I said, she is a very attractive lady. And when I say lady, at that time she was probably like 19, 18 years old. Very young.
Close enough.
Yes. super duper. Okay. This is what the gentleman, Screech, says to this hot young lady. He says, you know what would look good on you? Me. At which point, she pretty much just tells Screech to fuck off. Get out of here. But in any case, I took from that discussion that she had with me that Screech is not a very nice guy. He's very much a dirty dog.
Dick Supreme, dude.
Yes.
And I want to point out that Screech didn't get to go out with this chick, but you did.
We kind of went out, but not really.
He's like, we didn't see a deal.
I don't like to boast. I don't like to boast on myself. But she was out. Like I said, she was out of my league. But in any case, yeah, Screech, bit of a dick. As it turns out, yeah, he's kind of a perv. So what else? What else are we talking about? Oh, so Telltale Games, right? They made an announcement this week. They're making...
This announcement.
Like what? This is like the
20th... Are you completely dehydrated, Bubba?
I could give a shit.
From all that masturbating?
I give zero shits, and let me tell you why.
What?
Well,
tell us what it is first.
So Telltale Games, as everybody knows, has done Walking Dead. They did Wolf Among Us. They're currently doing Game of Thrones. And the Borderlands. Is Borderlands
I'd done? Play that for a dollar.
Yeah, they got the first episode. Tales from Borderlands episode 1.
Just one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a while ago.
Okay. But so it's that series is not done yet.
Yeah.
So they have announced a deal with Marvel and that they will be releasing some Marvel games. Super. However, I'm not a huge fan. I did, if you recall, I did enjoy season 2 of Walking Dead, but they are kind of walking a fine line with me in that I really enjoyed Walking Dead. I enjoyed season 1. Season 2 was good also, but their games are not, how should I put this? They lean on story really hard, which for a game like Talking Dead or Walking Dead is fine because you don't have to... It's like a choose-your-own-adventure book and mm-hmm. nothing more glamorous than that. It's a fun game for me to sit down on the couch and play. My wife will actually sit down and watch me play it, which is cool because she doesn't like shit. She doesn't like any games I play other than Walking Dead. She's way, way into. But it's like watching a show. Only you get to choose which characters you buddy up with, you know, what kind of dialogue, the way you interact with other characters. That makes it interesting. But they're kind of a one-trick pony. Like, I never really got into Wolf Among Us because it seemed to me to be a poor man's Walking Dead. And I certainly didn't get into Tales of Borderlands because Borderlands is a great shooter. The story is super dumb. I like Borderlands, but the story is dumb as shit. And the characters are dumb. The characters are dumb. Don't tell me the characters aren't dumb because they are super dumb.
Did you play 2? Any kind of Mordecai?
Did you play 2?
Yes, I played 1 and 2.
Did you play Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep?
A little bit.
You gotta play the whole thing, Bubba.
I love that it's a...
Butt Stallion, man. You gotta say Butt Stallion.
Yeah, it's very much for the nerds. And I'm down
You're
with
a fucking
it.
Nerd.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Okay. I'm down with it. I'm happy. Sure. I like all the role-playing game references, the goofy characters and stuff like that. The problem is that it's not a story game. It's not a... it's a game that's made...
No, it's not a story game. You're right.
It's a lot of shooting, and there's some funny jokes in between the shooting.
I punch him in the face.
It's not a talking... It's not a talking... talking game. And that's really all Telltale does. When I played season 2 of The Walking Dead, I'm like, I'm giving these guys a pass because the story's so well written, I'm able to ignore some of the flaws of the game, which is that the load times are horrible, the animations are stiff and jerky, and sometimes they don't load, like the games are a little glitchy. There's a lot of people that had a hard time bringing their game saves from season one over because it was, you know, technically they are a goddamn mess. But like I said, I gave them a lot of slack because of the kind of game it is doesn't require a lot of Twitch reflexes. It's for story. And when it comes to story, Walking Dead told a really good story. When I think about what I want in a Marvel game, I want action.
Yeah,
I
want, action.
I want...
Then it's just a fucking motion comic.
Yeah, and... at that point, it really is. I don't... You know, they may turn something out that's really interesting. I doubt it. I'm not super excited about it, but who knows? They might surprise me. You know, I from all I've heard, Wolf Among Us actually ended up... I played the first episode of it. I've heard that Wolf Among Us is decent. I couldn't bring myself to give a shit about it after playing Walking Dead.
But you are a mark for Marvel.
I am Marvel fan number one. You will not find anybody that loves Marvel comics more than me. But I just don't see, you know, play to your strengths, right? Walking Dead is a story-oriented property. Same thing, Game of Thrones. Story-oriented property. It doesn't really require a lot of action. There could be, but better that they just try to tell a story.
But there's a lot of story in comics.
That's true, but when you look at some of the other things that they try to go into, like Borderlands, for one, they're making a... Telltale's making a Minecraft game, for Christ's sakes. How? Why? For what purpose? It seems to me like...
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It seems to me like Telltale is putting... license first and story second, and I hope I'm wrong about that. But
well, but I mean,
but I'm a pretty smart dude.
They got a partner with Marvel. Marvel has a say, and Marvel is Disney. You know,
I mean, you know, maybe Marvel has a couple of their writers work on the game. If that's the case,
and
it might turn out to be good. Who knows?
Everything Marvel does is fucking gold.
I'm not. Yeah, but there's a reason for that, though. I mean, there's a reason for it. Is the reason
you think they'd
is
sign that, off on something that wasn't good?
I think that... Do I think that Marvel would give the license of the characters over to something that might be less than impressive?
Yes.
100%. 100%. Yeah, look at the new Fantastic Four movie. Yeah. They got the Thing is walking around with no fucking pants on.
The Thing summoning Golem?
The Thing... The Thing is walking around with his Thing hanging out.
But
it has no pants on.
But will you watch it?
No.
Yes, you will.
No. I saw the trailer for Fantastic Four today. Mm-hmm. I will not pay to see that movie
out.
In the theater.
I didn't out. Say pay. I said, would you watch it?
Oh, I don't bootleg movies, dude. That ain't me.
Dude, it comes out on DVD eventually or on TV.
I'll see it when it comes on TV. When it's on Netflix.
So to answer my question, would you watch it?
For free?
Only
yes.
If it was there the iron go. Price, dude.
The iron price.
Yes, I only pay the iron price for Game of Thrones, actually.
I would pay the iron price. I don't mean to sidetrack us here, but I was at WonderCon, you know, a few weeks ago, and they had the old Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie. I kind of wanted to buy it, just because you can't see it anywhere. I knew it was horrible. I knew it would be bad. There is, at every Comic-Con, and I include WonderCon, San Diego Comic-Con, you know, Emerald City Comic-Con, all of those, C2E2, all of these, the same thing. You will always find one guy that is selling, like, bootleg DVDs. They're, like, gray, they're like gray market items. You know, they're comic book shows or animated shows that are not available in any legal way. So you kind of have to go to places like this. And I almost went... I went there to buy, like, a bunch of racist cartoons. But I decided...
Bubba likes his racist cartoons.
Dude, there's some Betty Boop ones you gotta find. The Old Man in the Mountain when dude has rape in it.
Oh, my God. It's brutal. I will tell you this. No, I am not a racist. I am a big fan.
I'm not a racist.
I am a big fan of shit that is so politically incorrect that it can't be shown on TV anymore.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And these guys had like DVDs full of old Bugs Bunny cartoons, ooh, Warner Brothers, Universal, all of the companies that were producing animated shorts in the 30s and 40s. I mean, think back to the 30s and 40s where blacks were not held in particular high regard, let's say. So, in
Bugs
any
Bunny,
case...
The Bugs Bunny blackface one comes to mind.
Oh, dude, it is
an awesome massa!
It is, oh, it is terrible. Said that, dude. It is an absolute nightmare going through that stuff. But as a historian...
Didn't they make Elmer Fudd at one point some black spear chucker, dude? Remember that?
Yeah!
I remember that Bugs Bunny one,
dude.
That's
so racist.
Had a bone through his nose and everything.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, he has like a plate in his lip and a bone in his nose. It is offensive. Okay. Let me just say right now that does not, my political views do not fall. That is offensive and racist. But it exists on a DVD somewhere and somebody's going to sell it to you. I kind of wanted to buy something like that, because as terrible as it is, you want to watch it because it exists. And they had Roger Corman Fantastic Four, and again, it's terrible. You know it's bad. You kind of want to see it anyway. Just
but it's
you're
more
a fan of
it's
Fantastic
more
Four.
Funny now because you can take it with a grain of salt. And
well,
because,
sure,
and,
yeah.
And it's, and you know how terribly racist that is, and. It's more funny now because everybody can look back at it and go, wow, that it was really bad back then.
Exactly. And, and similar to that, like, I'm not watching the Dolph Lundgren Punisher movie because I think it's any good. I
no.
just say that right now. I'm watching it because it's bad.
Exactly, because it's Dolph Lundgren.
Exactly.
Why wasn't he on your Mount Rushmore?
Dolph Lundgren? Cause he didn't. He hasn't really made any good movies.
Rocky.
Rocky.
Has anybody in your Mount Rushmore made any good movies,
dude? If you are gonna try to tell me that Chuck Norris never made a good movie, I will punch you in the face.
Invasion USA, bitch.
Dude, Lee Marvin, Delta Force, dog. That yeah, I'm telling you right now, there are a million.
I'm
action
fucking with you.
With more a better resume than Dolph Lundgren. I love Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, you're right.
Don't misconstrue. He's
great.
I will
break you.
He's great in Expendables. He's awesome in Rocky IV. Dolph Lundgren has not
he
made a
Drago.
Good movie.
He was amazing in Johnny Mnemonic too.
He is good. He's good in that movie. He's good in Johnny Mnemonic. No, you're right about that. But he is outright terrible in every... Watch Red Scorpion. I try to watch Red Scorpion. It is god-awful. In any case, to get us back to where we were, I'm not hype on this Marvel game. They may change my mind. Who knows? They may show a trailer to it. Like, yeah, that sounds okay. But
you'll play it.
It depends on...
You wanna make a bet?
It depends on the characters.
We can make a bet right now.
Do I think it will be any good? Or do I think that it will suck?
Or that you will play it.
That I'll play it? I almost assuredly I will play it. At least one episode of it.
Alright, then whether it's good or it sucks.
It's gonna suck.
I think it's leaning towards suckage.
I'm gonna say it's gonna be good.
Okay.
I'm gonna go on a limb.
Alright. It's now on record.
What are we
betting?
Where
do we stand on this? How about I will...
Loser gets a paddle of the butt.
If it is good, I will submit a written review on strengthandgaming.com immediately.
All right.
Okay. There we go. And now I'm on the hook for it because I'm... it's been recorded.
Hey, comrades.
What do you want if it's bad?
Hey, comrades. How about loser takes a paddle up the ass?
Because if it's good, you have to write about it.
If it's bad, plug off the rails on the YouTube channel or something. Like that. I don't know. Something dumb.
All
who,
right.
Who cares? Right,
moving on.
Something dumb. It's gonna suck.
So something even fucking dumber.
I'll get off the rails podcast tattooed on my penis.
Oh, boy. I didn't ask for that.
No.
Down Periscope?
We'll give it to
something. Yes,
something even more stupid's happening. Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
All right.
Or, as people have been calling it, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare 2.0.
Yeah. So, Sal, you play the last Call of Duty.
Yeah, Andrew fucking inflicts that shit on me every once in a while. Dude, get on the game. Let's play it. Sucks.
You don't like it?
So fucking bad.
Dude. I heard the last one was not super terrible. You didn't like it?
No. It sucks.
No. All right. I was giving you an out. I was giving you a way to discuss what sucks about it.
Well, no. The stuff that sucked in this current one is the jumping mechanism on that. You get these crazy jetpacks and you can jet boost everywhere. Yeah. So you're trying to shoot somebody with a fucking little thumb thing, dude. It doesn't track that fast, so you can track the character bouncing around like a fucking flea all over the place.
Right.
The game mechanics don't cater to those kind of jumping around.
Right. So the control is not super good either.
The fucking guns are garbage. This is supposed to be in the future, and those guns aren't supposed to fucking miss like you fucking miss on this game, dude.
Right.
It's like, what happened to smart bullets?
Yeah.
We never talk about the story because the story is always like,
yeah,
it's just so they can show.
You don't like Virtua Spacey.
Yeah.
He's not good. Okay.
And all the bad shit that was in it, they're going to bring it to the new one. Yeah. Andrew was like, they're not going to have assisted jumps. Yep. Yes, they fucking are. You're going to have jetpacks, asshole.
And that is such a divisive game. So I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast. I have not played a Call of Duty since ever. I don't think I've ever played one. The only military-type shooter I've ever played, I played Battlefield 3. I played through the story of Battlefield 3, which was not super great. But in any case, you know, if it ain't your cup of tea, don't drink it. But I know that Call of Duty is a very divisive game. People seem to either love it or hate it.
Or get threatened with fucking...
Yeah, why don't you give me a...
anal evisceration.
Is there any more
Lagunitas?
Lagunitas, yeah.
Sal? Something? Drink?
Water.
Water, right?
I need water, man. And Funyuns, man. Funyuns. But, yeah, I don't know. This game is gonna suck. It's basically the same fucking game. Just with the Deus Ex kind of storyline this time around.
Yeah, I can't say as I've ever expected a lot of... in the way a story out of
this series got played out fucking like 5 games ago. They need to fucking stop.
So they're in the annual release cycle for this game, right? Like they're
doing they're hitting annual, right? But it's like a 2-year turnover for each company.
Are there three now, right, that are working on these?
Sledgehammer, Treyarch, and who else?
The leftover team of
Infinity
Ward, right? They still exist. That's still a going concern, right?
I don't know, but the turnover, each company takes like a couple of years to finish their game and then they put it out. So it's become a yearly thing. I was like, fucking Madden bullshit.
Yeah. Well, it's a drag because, I guess the company or the studio that's working on the game that will be released in, I'm assuming, October...
Yeah, Treyarch is doing it the same.
Yeah, so they've kind of become the A studio, though, have they not? Because, I mean, Ward left to do Titanfall, right? They left to form the new company at EA.
And there's another thing that they're putting in while fucking running, dude, a la Titanfall. It became Titanfall-like, dude, with Deus Ex shit.
You know, these, like I said, it's...
it's like all these other companies, they saw the pickings in their poop. And it's like, well, we'll take a little bit of this. Look at that poop over there. Oh, that's delicious.
The video game business is very iterative. You know, you take what works from other people's work.
But now they're stealing from their own self. Isn't it like... You can't cannibalize yourself, dude. Fucking at least steal somebody other's fresh idea, not just take some of your old rehash bullshit.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Hopefully it turns out okay.
Hopefully it bonds and fucking go under. That series to die. Then to move on to something else.
You know what? If that series dies, I worry about the home console market. So let's talk about the Assassin's Creed movie. We've been hearing about this for a while. They've been threatening to make a movie. Lover of fine fine, fine Nubian women Michael Fassbender has been long been paying to star in this film. And it was announced that they're going to, thank you, sir, they're going to start filming the Assassin's Creed movie in September. So so what do you think about that, Samson?
Well, you know what? Michael Fassbender's hot.
But yeah, possibly. I mean,
but you know, I don't think I'll ever play an Assassin's Creed game, but I don't mind watching Heather play Black Flag.
I noticed she's playing Black Flag. Yeah. I hear the sea chant.
Oh, speaking of Assassin's Creed, right now at Target they have Infinity for $20.
Infinity.
Unity.
It's kind of that. No, it's. Is that the one with the Marvel action figures?
Yeah. The Infinity Gauntlet. No, but it's $20 for Unity.
Unity.
Is that after this week or when is that? Is it on ad?
Yeah, it's on ad.
So is it in this week's ad?
Yeah.
Okay, so by the time people hear this, it won't be on sale anymore.
Well, but
I have a chance to get it for $20.
You do. And no why deal. Would you want it? Yeah, no, yeah, my friend goes, dude, $20. I was like, nah, I'll pass on that shit. Yeah, even at $20, nope.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, it's visually beautiful as fuck, dude. It's an amazing looking game, but.
Yeah.
Oh my it god, just, no.
That's a game series that I think has kind of overstayed its welcome. Well, and the annual release cycle.
Yeah, it's starting to smell like funky favorites. Corn chips.
But as I was saying, though, like, I like watching Heather play. It is actually amusing to watch her play the game. And to me, that says that it would be cool to watch a movie about Assassin's Creed. I think it could be a lot of fun.
I think a movie
a series or something of assassins?
Ass assassins have been around for a great many centuries.
Well, no, on Hulu,
asses left and right.
I think on Hulu, under the game related shit, there was something Assassin's Creed on there.
There might be some animated shit. I don't know. There was a comic book. There was a very short lived comic that they released to like promote the game, but you know, I don't know. It was a good when they announced the movie and Fassbender was like the hottest star on the planet. That was a big deal for them, but now we're a couple years later. Unity, when it launched, fell on its face.
Literally.
I don't know anybody that's super
hype. It came out of birth fucking retarded.
You know, I don't know anybody about that's Unity.
Super hype about the next Assassin's Creed game coming out.
Let me tell you something about Unity. So, Heather's got the X-Bone that came with both Unity and Black Flag.
Uh-huh.
And she starts playing Assassin's Creed while I was playing... I don't remember what I was playing on the some free thing on PS4.
Right.
I think I was playing Final Fantasy 14. But anyways, she's playing it and playing, getting frustrated and not liking it and hating it and it sucks, this and that. And so like, I'm not really paying 100% attention, but attention because
attention.
Attention. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying 100% pretension, but I do know that she's not seemingly have a great experience. And then like after I take my headphones off and I stop playing for a bit, take a break, and I'm like listening to her and watching her play, and I'm like, what? She's like I don't think I'm liking this. And then I was like, well, you're fucking playing Unity, we shouldn't have started with Unity. Yeah. And then she started playing Black Flag and now she's addicted to Black Flag.
Black Flag is fun. I finished Black Flag. I keep telling myself I will go back and do the side missions.
At least do the legendary ship battles, dude. Those shits are hard.
Yeah, the ship battles are tough. I had a buddy at work, though, kind of give me the hot tip on how to beat those. So I'm going to probably give it another go. Black Flag was a lot of fun. But Assassin's Creed 3 was dog shit. Unity was not a whole lot better than that.
Yeah, there's too many flops than there is
successes. They're at the point where they just release it. They're shitting in the game.
And then
game
they just announced that they're fucking releasing that fucking other dog shit game.
Dog
that
shit
they
game.
Released. Watch Dogs 2 is in production. What the fuck.
Well, that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. I mean, that game, as big of a disappointment as it was,
sold a lot of pre-sales, dude. That's yep. what.
Yep, for sure.
They got their dick in, and then they fucking nutted and ran, dude. But I guess they want to try it again on someone more unsuspecting people.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, good on them.
Bloodborne updates, it says here. Bloodborne updates.
Yeah, we talked about the Bloodborne updates.
Did we did?
Yeah, we did.
Keep it rolling. Just so you know.
Oh, Mighty Number 9. Finally! Fucking shit, dude. I've been waiting for this shit since last year. The release date is September 15th. It's finally gonna come out. Pretty much cross fucking platform on everything, even fucking smoke signals.
Yeah.
So that means Mo can play it.
Yeah, Mo will be able to play it, dude. But I'm so gonna get this on the PlayStation 4, dude.
Yeah.
This shit on the big screen. Yeah. But another bad thing about that though is they partnered with Deep Silver, and fuck Deep Silver, dude. Oh my god. Why would they do this? Other than probably to get a larger distribution out there, maybe. But now they fucking slept with the devil and they're gonna get fleas, dude.
Well, that's just the publisher, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's just for this game and they're not in bed with them because.
Yeah.
These guys are known for making their developers push the games out before they're even fucking ready. You know,
I don't want to pee in anybody's cornflakes or nothing. Mighty Number 9 is basically Mega Man adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're expecting anything other than an updated Mega Man,
yeah, then you're
prepared to be disappointed.
Updated Mega Man,
yeah, that's all it is.
Some people,
who the fuck cares? It's
an updated Mega Man. Some people like Mega Man. Okay, come on,
yeah. Dude. Well, updated Mega Man or not, dude, it's Mega Man, dude. Fuck, playing it.
Nothing's wrong with Mega Man. I like Mega Man.
Yeah, that's well, good. And in Deep Silver fashion, you know, as is tradition, Dead Island 2, which was supposed to come out this year. Comes out next year.
As was tradition. As was the style of the time.
Yes, quite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
garbage.
A little bit of something else. I know we talked about Steam earlier because of.
You took a Cleveland Steamer right now?
Because of Cleveland Steamers. Because of Valve canceling paid mods for Skyrim. But they've also done something that's kind of interesting that is very recent. And that is that they finally, I don't know if finally is the right word, gave game devs the ability to ban players from their games on Steam.
About time.
They won't
this
do
game
it.
Sucks.
They won't do it, and here's why.
10 stars.
Here's why, because there's going to be too many people to ban on that shit. They're not going to have
10 out of 10 would ban again.
Yeah.
The banning on their games is going to be like,
you know,
far and wide reaching, dude. There's too many assholes on the internet.
This reminds me, I wanted to get this asshole banned on Hearthstone because I was playing Hearthstone on my phone on the crapper. Because that's awesome that you can play Hearthstone.
That's a good way to get out your rage. You're stopped up, play some Hearthstone and rage out on it. You'll be pushing so hard, dude. Your fucking guts and all will come out.
Actually, you know what? No, I wasn't on the pooper. I was at some symposium or some shit that was boring.
The point is,
this guy, he would take his turn. At the beginning of the turn, he would take his turn, and then he would just sit there and watch the timer run out every time.
Did he eventually do a move?
No. Well, he did a move and then waited for the timer to go out. He did his move and then waited for the timer to go out. So, like, every one of his fucking turns was, like, several minutes.
There's no voice chat in that game, is there?
No.
Because you would tell him, get a move on, dildo.
All you have are, like, 6 canned responses. Like that guy in the video you showed us earlier, there's no faggot button.
Is one of them hurry up, dildo?
No. You can only like say hi, tell them they did a good job, or threaten them with your death threats.
Or you can
I will crush you.
I will break you.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, I wish there's no way Hearthstone is one of those games where you can't report anybody for anything.
Right.
Because that you can't have voice chat, obviously, but you can't have like a private standard like typing chat
right
with somebody unless they're your friend. So that releases liability.
And the fact that somebody is your friend makes them considerably less likely to be an asshole.
No, it just it releases Blizzard from liability because you're saying, hey, I want to add this person
right
to talk to.
But they have to accept you.
They would still have to accept you, yes.
Right.
But so, what would an asshole do if you gave them a request? They would accept you and then troll your ass and
right, fuck but if you. It's like, if you're, say, for example, you're a gross pedophile.
Yeah. Right?
And you're on there, you know, looking for a finger.
Say you're a pedo Ewok.
And then you're sending out friend invites, like, left and right to, I don't know. It could lead to a bad
scene. This is getting dark.
It could lead to a bad scene.
Little Jimmy Dugan trying to play Hearthstone.
Yes, it could.
Mommy, what's a finger diddle?
But that was Talk City back in the day. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I chatted with a few pedos.
Oh, God. Did they ever ask you to get in their van?
No.
To sell you an ice cream?
This was chatting, so they were like in a different state.
Really?
Yes. They did send me things.
Did they?
What? In the mail.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Hang on. Strengthcast exclusive. Samson, tell us what type of items the pedos sent you.
They would send me, like, candy. They would send me personalized keychains with, like, my username on them. They would, let's see. Oh, music. CDs. I got a...
You got mixtapes, dude?
It wasn't a mixtape, unfortunately.
All white
stuff? P.O.D. No, it was P.O.D. It was P.O.D. I guess I had mentioned at some point that I maybe liked that band or something.
Then he sent me a dry house.
Show us on the Blizzard statue where they touched you. Right now. Show us. That is disturbing, son.
Yeah, it was weird. But you know, that was the chat days. If you Bubba,
they didn't tell you to like, hey, leave your mom and dad and meet us at this mall and we'll
That never happened.
Touch
luckily.
A chocolate starfish and whatnot.
Luckily, that never happened because I think these people were legitimately in a different state.
Mm.
But that was back then, dude. Like if you. There are people. Okay, let me put it this way: yes. There are people listening.
Please tell me. Explain to me.
There are people listening that lived through a time where you dated online in chat rooms. I was one of those people.
I know a person that still does this, and he knows who he is, and he listens.
Okay, there you go. So, I used to do this when I was in like my teens, maybe 15 through like 18 or 19.
Okay.
15 to 22, 23.
What you do on these chat rooms when you become close to somebody, you exchange phone numbers and you talk on the phone. That's one of the things you do. That's one of the levels. One of the next level is sending each other things in the mail.
I sent you a pie with my pubes baked into it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, Bubba.
This cupcake has special sauce.
Bubba. So I had several online girlfriends, and we exchanged things over the.
Okay.
Sam was getting. Yes. By the way, Sam was getting catfished.
Half of those were dudes.
Well, one of them I knew was a dude, and he was obviously a pedo.
Oh no!
But we were just friends.
Oh no!
But he did send me the stuff I explained about earlier, the stuff that I talked about earlier. But I did get other interesting things, like from actual like girlfriends. We'd exchange really weird
like
shit.
Like foreskin and shit like that.
Like blood and
I got
hair.
Dried out foreskin for you. I'll be sending it in the next couple of weeks.
Who's ready for a palate cleanser? I have a mystery trailer.
Well, I got one more thing to talk about.
What do you have to talk about, Sal?
It's the new Monster Hunter DLC that's coming out.
Nobody gives a shit about Monster Hunter.
I agree with Bubba.
Fuck Monster Hunter. Okay, tell us about Monster Hunter quickly, Sal.
They're releasing a Samus armor for the main character. Cool. They're also releasing Chun-Li and Mega Man for your Palicles, your little cat dudes that help you out. They get armor. That's it. That's pretty much it.
Goddamn Capcom.
Bubba, save us from myself.
So, I did have a mystery trailer, and then I started hearing about all these whack pedophiles that you hang out with online, that you chat with, and now I don't know. Man. So, you live in a nice neighborhood. I will say, I've not heard any crazy parties
Not here on the weekend when the Mexicans have the mariachis and shit across the street.
Yeah, since we've been recording here, I never really hear any whack parties or, you know, loud nonsense going on.
No, it's a little far away from Main Street.
So, if your neighbors had a super loud party, and I know there's people out there that can identify with this, how would you put a stop to it? If you were the people from this trailer that I'm about to introduce as I get to it, you might let a bear loose within the party.
What the fuck?
The trailer we're going to be looking at tonight is called Party Hard. So if you go to YouTube and just search Party Hard game trailer, you will see an amazing trailer for a game. This is a strategy game in which your neighbors are having a loud, rowdy party, and you have to infiltrate this party and shut it down at all costs. So you're doing different things like turning a bear loose in the party and doing all kinds of crazy shit just so you can get some sleep. So let's watch the trailer for the new indie game, Party Hard, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Hurry.
If you are still listening, you either love us or you're passed out in a drunken stupor. No matter which, go to iTunes and rate and review STRcast. The nerds understand it is a complex task, as the iTunes podcast app is more broken than the Ten Commandments. However, if you do rate and review STRcast on iTunes, the nerds would be forever in your debt. Also, please visit strengthengaming.com for video game news, reviews, and exclusives. And be sure to subscribe to STRcast. You wouldn't want to miss any of this.
So that trailer, Bubba.
Yeah, so what did you think about that?
That was cool. It was, like fucking Hotline Miami meets The Sims.
Right. Right, that's what they're going for, yeah.
Maybe a little Night Trap, sort of.
Night Trap, yeah. Sure.
That was fucking weird.
It's cool, though.
The bear, dude, that bear was fucking cool. With the sunglasses.
Him running around just killing people and nobody notices. It was kind of funny, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Love the 8-bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Quite. Yeah. So. It was nice and bloody, and
yeah, it was funny though.
Yeah,
yes.
And then while the murders and all that crazy shit's happening, the dude you're controlling is just fucking dancing.
There's like a big there's like in the main room. There's like a lot of dancing going on.
You can stop and
the DJ.
Dance.
Yeah, the DJ is still playing. And the guy's just like, I'm dancing. It's funny how it's clearly like it's a kind of a strategy game, but I like that you kind of have to sneak around. You notice that he was only stabbing fools like when other people left the room.
Yeah, you know? He was trying to be discreet.
So yeah, yeah. The idea is to shut the party down, but you do it silently, you know, and discreetly. With a bear wearing sunglasses and a gold chain. That bear was hip as fuck. I don't know what you guys
think. Yeah, it was a fucking hip
following.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. I hope you guys liked that.
Yeah, we liked
We unliked?
We am liked.
We am liked.
We am liked.
Right.
Right, liked.
No, seriously, that was good. Y'all need to check that shit out.
Yep.
I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Wrap it up, B. Yeah, wrap that shit up,
son. This here podcast.
Yep.
You've heard a late bit in the intro.
Did you say late bit?
Late bit. Nate bit. N8bit.com. You can find his music. And you'll hear him in the outro, too, most likely. Visit us at strengthandgaming.com, where you can find all kinds of articles,
yep.
Posters for the podcast, all kinds of links, any description and information that you would like to get about each episode is available on strengthandgaming.com, or you can go to strcast.com. You know, like if you use iTunes or some other shitty app that doesn't tell you everything about our podcast, like it doesn't show you the poster, for example, unless you're on an awesome, you know, app, maybe like on Android or something, or you're on our website, strcast.com.
Sure.
You can also like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/strngaming.
True.
And follow us on Twitter at str_cast. You can follow Bub on Twitter too.
At B.A. Sabino.
And Sal's also on Twitter.
At Slave0187.
And I guess I am too. At STR_Samson. S-A-O. I can't spell my name.
Oh boy. That
S-A-M-S-O-N.
Yes. Of course.
That's what happens when you podcast with us, Bubba.
Yeah, well, it's always a joy podcasting with you gentlemen.
You, sir, are a gentleman and a scholar.
You, sir, are a pip.
I am a multi-podcast superstar, so I appreciate that. You can also hear my other podcast at offtherailspodcast.com.
Some funny shit on that podcast.
Yeah, we...
And I learned stuff, too.
Yeah, well, you know, we tried to...
I never knew what a chili dog was.
Yeah, well...
Or a hot Carl.
If you listen
until
to
you guys educated me.
If you listen to our latest episode, you'll hear more about a WrestleMania. You'll hear about a ice cream that's made out of breast milk. and the return of chicken fries. So we like to talk about a lot of different topics. We talk about a lot of non-game topics, but we also stream on Twitch as well.
Freak Show Wrestling. That's my favorite. Yeah,
to talk about Freak Show Wrestling.
Favorite fucking episode so far. Yep.
And we also stream a lot of WWE 2K15.
Yeah, you do.
www.twitch.tv/otrpod, and I think that's all my plugs for today.
No, seriously, that is a funny ass podcast, and yes, Bubba is also on that podcast. If there's a reason to listen, there's that right there.
Plus the hot Carls.
Just and hot Carls.
A lot of hot Carls.
Yep.
What do we say, Sal?
Keep on what?
Keep what? On, keep on pimping on?
Yeah, something like that.
Alright.
Like with all things in life, keep your pimp hands strong and keep your strength in gaming. Night night. Everybody goes memes.
You go memes. Fucking nerds.
Everybody goes memes.
Alright then.
Effort to make this podcast more casual.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk around in our thongs?
Yeah, if you want.
That's cool.
Nice. I just want to try to...
Banana hammock.
Do less structure than we were doing.
Okay.